This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Mr. Michael Harrison. He may be a doctor, though. I've known him for a long time. He may have another degree or pedigree beside Mr. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. It's all about talk. News, talk, business. There are a lot of stations that program the conversations that you hear so often. Sometimes people think they're all political, but they aren't. And we find good reason to be optimistic about variety in the future. Meanwhile, Michael's job here as we get started is to take the charts for the week of July 21st to the 25th and give us the overview. Maybe I'll pull a few things out of each of these, Michael, and ask you a question or two. But for now, let's start at number 10.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have comments made by Tony Dungy and Michael Sam. At number 8, the Western drought and California's water shortage. At 7, the New York Police Department chokehold death case. At number 6, the midterm primary races. At number 5, the new Clinton books. At number 4, recent Obamacare rulings. At number 3, child illegal immigration crisis. And number 2, the Flight 17 downing. And number 1, Gaza Strip violence. You want to know about the people?
Yes.
Well, for the people that are being talked about, at number 10, Tony Dungy and Michael Sam, David Perdue and Bob Barr at 9, Eric Garner at 8, John Boehner at 7. 6 is Billary and Hillary. At number 5, Rick Perry, Vladimir Putin at 4, Benjamin Netanyahu at 3, John Kerry at number 2, and number 1, Barack Obama.
All right, Michael, let's do a little digging around here before we expand into the world of the concept versus the reality, the concept of the News Talk Radio world. The reality is that there are a lot of issues on the table. Every week we go through them, find different ones. Sometimes they seem to be the same. And they're, as the name would suggest, dependent on the news. Our conversations are dependent on what's being reported in the news. So the fact that we get our news now from biased sources, one wonders whether we really ever find out what the real news is, because pretty much everything has a spin to it. And so when it comes to things like the number 4 issue this week, the Obamacare rulings, one court said, yep, and the other one said, nope. So the way it's being played on radio and television, it's pretty obvious and pretty predictable what Fox and MSNBC would do with it. But what have you found in listening around to this discussion? Is there any new other than the numbers of what it's going to cost people who are not going to sign up for the Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act? The numbers
it's
came out.
It's becoming anecdotal, just to jump in here.
How do you mean?
Anecdotal, people telling their own experiences and then projecting that on everybody else.
So what would be an example of that?
Well, I no longer have the same insurance plan. I've lost my this, or now I'm saving money. In other words, people are applying their own experiences, sometimes in a very informed way, and sometimes in a way that has nothing to do with the Affordable Health Care Act, or just happens to be circumstantial in terms of their relationship with their insurance company or their boss or their job. The point I'm making is it's very complicated and very subjective. The problem, of course, underlying all of this is that we're talking about a gigantic piece of legislation that has so many loopholes and so many pages and so many words to it in a system that had problems called the healthcare system that even the greatest experts can't get their heads around, that we're seeing snapshots, different snapshots, or hearing snapshots on the radio of people's personal experiences.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's your opinion, your experience. That's what we try to elicit from people. How does this story affect you? How does this news, how does the Obamacare, the implementation, in fact, affect you? It's kind of like, if I can turn it around for a second, all these people that want to go on the air and say that gay marriage will ruin the sanctity of marriage, and it ruins, one guy said, it's going to ruin my marriage with my wife. And I said to him, well, how is some gay couple in Wisconsin getting married going to ruin your life in Massachusetts? Well, it ruins the idea of a man and a woman. I kept saying, why? What has that got to do with you? What do you care?
But you see, that's what I'm talking about. That's anecdotal.
I know it is, yeah.
Maybe, and how do you know how they feel? Maybe their marriage is based upon their mutual belief that union they've entered into together is sacred and based upon a man and a woman.
Well,
it feels that the vows that they've taken. I'm postulating and theorizing what could be in their mind.
Yeah.
You know, this is all very philosophical. Everybody has their own consciousness and has their own perspective on reality, and then we try to find which areas we all see the same. You know, all blue in my world. Looks like this, and my sky is deeper blue. Yours, how do I know that what you see isn't pink and my world is green? We don't know for sure how other people see and feel things. We try to talk, we try to find common ground, and I guess those aspects of reality, those aspects of perception that we all agree on, we call reality.
Well, we call it the truth.
And if you see it differently, you are insane. You
right.
know?
You're wrong.
Insane or not really the one seeing reality. We don't know. So that's what makes all of this difficult to come to conclusions. But when I say anecdotal, it means, okay, everybody's chiming in with their own point of view. For example, I have employees. I run a business. I'm the publisher of a magazine. I'm publisher of two magazines. I have employees. We have a health care plan. The fact of the matter is that no matter whether I personally or don't personally like Obamacare, as it turns out, I'm saving thousands of dollars a year as an employer because of it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not going to get into a whole thing, but I found that out. I go, oh. Oh, okay. Now, then you say to yourself, all right, this, and this are all really bad about this thing, but, it affects me okay. Should I be against it or should I be for it? Should I put my own interests first or should I put the interests of the country first? And that's, I'm just giving an example of how complicated this all gets. So I guess what we're doing at this point in terms of talk radio is we're breaking it all down into little bite-sized pieces. Your experience, my experience, this one's experience. And we're talking about that and then comparing it to the higher, loftier philosophical concepts of what we believe in on an ideological level. But sometimes what we believe in on an ideological level is not exactly the same as what we personally have happened to us on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this case, I'm saving money because of it.
Yep, so it's good for you.
But is it good for me at this moment? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the way people look at things. How does it affect me? That's why I asked the question the way that I did. All right, we're going to pause, continuing in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, with the big stories from the charts, the top talk topics of the week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston Adams. Boston beer.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
sore.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Chrissy DeSopo loves to garden. She's good at it, too. So good that her gardens have been featured in magazines like Country Living and Better Homes and Gardens. For 20 years, the Connecticut woman held garden tours to raise money for local charities. The tours became so popular that she raised nearly $200,000 for a variety of charities. But in the summer of 2012, a woman on the tour tripped on a walkway, hurt her ankle, and filed a claim for her injury. Then, the woman's husband threatened to sue for his own pain and suffering that he claimed was linked to his wife's hurt ankle. DeSopo, who makes a living as a painter, said that's when she realized she could lose her home because of a lawsuit. So, reluctantly, she decided to end her garden tours. Let's be fair. Excessive litigation in America affects many more people than just those who are directly sued. It affects charities, community groups, and many others, too. Find out how we're all affected. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, with an overview of the stories this week. His perspective, he appears regularly on a lot of talk radio programs as the spokesperson for the industry, cheerleader, if you will. That's one of the things that I like. Even though we may not all agree on how to do the programs and what we ought to talk about, what we can agree on is that this is a good format to stimulate and to educate and to help people in this country. Whether it was really aimed at that or not, let's get down to brass tacks. This is a business. What we have to do is sell on commercials products so that people will support what we're doing. We can pay the hosts, and it becomes a successful commercial venture. And in doing that, sometimes you got to be careful about what you say. More so now, Michael, than ever, probably, don't you think?
I guess so, yeah. Actually, I think we're able to say more now than we might have been able to say 30 years ago.
Really?
But relative to the last 10 years, yeah, definitely it's a little bit thinner ice when you go out and you're controversial or you say something that might offend a particular faction. You always have to be careful about offending sponsors. I mean, that's something that just makes common sense. A commercial medium has to be concerned about its advertising. Now, talk radio is a lot more subjective. What about journalism? What about newspapers that claim to have this boundary between editorial and advertising, but they don't really?
So you wouldn't see in the New York Times an ad for McDonald's on the same page that there was a story or an op-ed piece about McDonald's using old chicken in their Chicken McNuggets. That would you say?
I don't think you would. I can't speak on behalf of the New York Times, but I'll bet you if you asked the New York Times what their policy on that would be, they would never admit to that.
They wouldn't. Oh, we don't have a newspaper.
Of course not. We
are
the New York Times.
It is. All that's fit to eat, we print.
Yeah. And, of course, McDonald's, folks, was just an example that had no bearing in reality.
Now, I got into trouble. I was on a station in Peoria, Illinois, And I said something that was critical of McDonald's. And there were four stations in this group, and they had all worked hard for years to get McDonald's on the station. And so the first week that McDonald's is advertising on the stations, I come across with this shot about McDonald's, and it took me off the stations because the McDonald's folks were upset. So that's how it works, folks, in the real world. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with more coming up of the overview of the big stories this week in the News Talk Radio world.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Michael Harrison back again on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. We celebrate the medium. We celebrate the conversation, the thing that makes it interesting. For whatever the reason, Hill and Bill always get people on all sides to make any difference what your political stream is. Hillary and Billary, as sometimes they're called, always lightning rods for conversation. How much do they charge for their speeches? Does Bill Clinton have a mistress? And they seem to, I don't know, sometimes get thin-skinned a little about it, even though they bring it on themselves, one would think, or one would say, because they've asked to be scrutinized. They're in the public eye, right, Michael?
They want to have power over our lives, so screw them. You know, you're talking to me. I'm a First Amendment freak, and I don't mean that specifically against the Clintons. I mean that against anybody in politics. You want to have power over life and death, over the population, then you better just be able to take it.
And you wonder why, what it is that would attract somebody to opening him or herself up to that kind of abuse. That's another
thing. Especially when they have so many skeletons in their closet.
That's it. I would love to ask Dr. Joy Brown, who's a very prominent psychologist on the radio, been on for years. I would like to ask her sometime why it is that people expose themselves to, look at Anthony Weiner and what happened in his life. This guy was a boob, and he just kept doing, getting himself into more problems. And one could say that about Bill Clinton.
Obviously, Clinton's got a certain weakness.
Yeah.
He, with with Clinton, it's a weakness of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a public have to decide whether he's such a great politician, such a great statesman, such a great administrator, that it's worth having, you know, a guy with his personal weaknesses, because they don't necessarily affect the process of running the country.
No.
Balanced, again, what's good for us. In the case of Wiener, it wasn't like he was a great statesman. Mm-hmm. And his weakness tended to also show extremely bad judgment.
Awful.
Whereas Clinton just had poor judgment.
Right. Well, he succumbed to temptation. But when I think you and I have talked about this before, how many of the presidents that were most effective just weren't really very good people, weren't nice people. Richard Nixon, not considered a nice person. LBJ, although not effective, wasn't a nice person. Who would you like to be friends with? Ronald Reagan?
I don't like presidents. I'm radical about this.
Yeah.
I don't like presidents. I don't think presidents are warm and fuzzy people. I think I think presidents are cold-hearted killers. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we have to have that in the White House or as a head of state, because sometimes countries have to go to war. A president has to be tough and nasty enough to be able to make a decision on the spot that requires people to die, and then to be able to walk out of that and go into a cocktail party and smile and shake hands and socialize and act like nothing's wrong. We're not talking about normal people. So when we hold them to the same standards of, oh, why are you being so critical of the poor president? He's a nice guy. Or, oh, I like him. He's wonderful. We should be a little bit more of an arm's length emotional distance from our presidents, realizing that they're not cut from the same cloth that we as average folk are, or they wouldn't have been able to get to that position. You can't get to that position, no matter what your public persona is, unless you really are, on a certain level, a cutthroat.
You got to be bloodthirsty.
I believe that.
And
if people understood that, we would not engage in these discussions about our mutual commonwealth, so to speak, on such a naive level about whether somebody's likable or their personality or whether they have an affair. We would approach it in a much more business-like and mature way.
Well, perhaps if we approach government that way with a little focus on maturity and organization, we'd be better off. More coming up as Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen review the stories and some of the anecdotal things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage, and Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Great.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is located at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. There's some great video if you want to subscribe to. You don't have to really do anything other than go to talkers.com to see, for example, the video of the last Talk Radio conference in New York a month or so ago. Some of the participants, some of what they had to say, learning more about the medium itself and what now has become of the former all radio talk world. Now there are people online who are doing an excellent job running what seems to be a radio station. We walk into the building, it looks like a radio station, feels like a radio station, microphones, equipment, all set to go, but and yet another example of how we are now open to a different world of getting our information and hearing stories. Here we have this Boston Herald Radio, which you participated in the first year anniversary this week. The Boston Herald is a well-known Boston newspaper. They set up an internet radio station. Whose idea was this in the first place? Do you remember, Michael?
No, it probably was a collective idea. I have to give a lot of credit to the Boston Herald editor-in-chief, Joe Shaka, who's a really wonderful newspaper man. He's kind kind of a benign, benevolent, lovable Lou Grant type. And he's like Lou Grant, but nice. Yeah. And he's had this idea of getting the Boston Herald involved in radio for many years. And then, of course, you know, yours truly has been running around saying that newspaper websites are a wonderful platform for radio stations here in the digital era, because the newspaper readers are predisposed to listen to talk radio particularly. They love news, and they have a lot of traffic, and newspapers have enormous resources to bring to the radio station aspect of their business that today a lot of the corporately owned debt-ridden radio companies no longer have.
How could it be, if we extend that a little bit, a lot of the new owners, the names of people that don't make a difference to anybody outside of the business, Larry Wilson is a name that comes to mind, great operator, sold out his stations a number of years ago, now is buying more stations, and others like him that are doing a good mix on their stations of local news and features and conversation and national. So why wouldn't all local newspapers? We have something in my community called the Patch, which is a concept that's been run around the country and it's been quite successful. Why wouldn't they be smart to take local issues, like we have cable. Most communities have cable. They have a local cable access channel in which they do a lot of local stories. Why wouldn't you be smart, if you were running a newspaper or you were running an online newspaper, to put some kind of talk on it? Talk about the local thing.
Well, it's starting to happen.
The Herald is doing
it. It's starting to happen, but we're in the very early stages of it. And one of the reasons it hasn't happened more than it already is because they just don't understand and know how to do it.
Yeah.
And, I've been playing a big role in that. My only reason for doing that is because I want to see more opportunities for good radio to continue to live past the 20th century, which is still the century that the current model is based on. If the present-day owners of radio stations don't do it properly and live up to their responsibility to serve the public with something that has value and meaning, thus preserving the institution of radio into this new century, then I'll do everything I can to find a new place for radio to continue to exist, where there are the resources and the will and the interest to do it properly.
Well, I'm thinking about that application as you're going through it, and how often it is that people come up with ideas and they just don't know how to execute them. This is pretty simple stuff, and because everybody's interested in what's going on in their own backyard, right?
Yeah, the concept is simple. Effectively reporting on what's going on in people's backyards is not simple.
Yeah.
It takes just as much skill to report on what's going on in a small town, in City Hall, local organizations, politicians, etc. It's just as difficult to report on that and analyze that and keep people informed as it is to talk about Benghazi and Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's small town doesn't mean small people.
No.
One of the things that we've lost in this homogenization of America is that we forget that there's a lot going on in the microcosm as well as in the macrocosm. As a matter of fact, a case could be made that the only reality is what's going on in local neighborhoods.
Well,
but everything else is just some kind of an abstract concept.
Yeah. If you look at the headline, listen, the conversation that is domestic, forget about Israel, forget about the Middle East, forget about what's happening in Africa, forget all of that stuff, and just focus on your world. You're not going to have impact on what's going on in Israel. You're not going to have impact on what's going on in France, but you are, if you're in Sunnyvale, California, going to have some impact, if you want to have some impact on what's going on in Sunnyvale, California. So,
and when they start tearing up the road in front of your house because you weren't at the town meeting, or you didn't let your vote be heard about how the tax dollars are going to be allocated in terms of road improvement, you're hearing those jackhammers coming in your window.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so you want to do something about it. So it does give you the opportunity. You go back to the old days. You were on the Boston Herald radio station making mention of that. There are some great hosts. The city of Boston is a perfect place for great conversation radio as it was developing in the 60s and 70s and through the 80s especially. We had really dynamic people on the air. They were the model for hosts all over the country. And
absolutely. And I was quoting quoted saying that. And I ruffled a few feathers in terms of AM and FM radio stations, but they can't argue with it. How can you argue with it?
You can't.
So, you know, when you said before, you said something that made me cringe, but, you know, I accepted it. You said I'm a cheerleader for the format. I'm not a cheerleader at all. I am a supporter of the philosophy of having this format. But I'm not a cheerleader for bad radio. I'm not a cheerleader for people that are destroying our industry. And I'm not a cheerleader for anybody who thinks that broadcasting lies or untruths or distortions are somehow worthy of my protection as an influence within the industry.
Okay, so I may have...
So I know you know that.
I think I'm listening.
Know what I'm saying.
I do. And I think when I say cheerleader, I mean supporter of this concept of conversation on the air, because it can be very entertaining. It can be helpful. It can be extraordinarily productive and financially successful if it's done right. And I think
which is why I am also highly critical and actually get angry when I see it misused or being run by people that don't love it and care about it.
Well, that's the point.
When the big counters get control of something like that.
And that's the problem with the most
very dangerous.
The big companies are all run by these guys that are being guys. They have no passion. It could be widgets. It could be rakes. It could be selling leaves or wherever. That's the thing. There are people like you and me who have been in it for a long time and we've loved it. No matter whether we made a lot of money at it or we didn't, it still was something that we are and have been passionate about. So I think that's why I said what I did, because I want to make sure that as much of this stuff survives. Maybe that's self-serving for me, because I want to be on more than 350 radio stations. I'd like to go back to the 500 stations that I was on, or more than that, when you go back 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
You see, with what I'm talking about is 5 years from now, you might be on 500 newspapers.
Yes.
You see, by increasing the number of options that could carry what we call a radio station, a syndicated program such as this or as your daily show would have more places that it could be heard.
Michael Harrison here to stimulate you as the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You understand how it is that we do have the expertise. I want to talk a little about we do now more than what used to be the case spend time on sports talk radio, and a comment that was made that sort of brought the house down on Tony Dungy, which may have been appropriate under the circumstances. Let's find out what Michael thinks about that as we continue in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme Twin Pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this.
And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Chrissy DeSopo loves to garden. She's good at it, too. So good that her gardens have been featured in magazines like Country Living and Better Homes and Gardens. For 20 years, the Connecticut woman held garden tours to raise money for local charities. The tours became so popular that she raised nearly $200,000 for a variety of charities. But in the summer of 2012, a woman on the tour tripped on a walkway, hurt her ankle, and filed a claim for her injury. Then, the woman's husband threatened to sue for his own pain and suffering that he claimed was linked to his wife's hurt ankle. DeSopo, who makes a living as a painter, said that's when she realized she could lose her home because of a lawsuit. So, reluctantly, she decided to end her garden tours. Let's be fair. Excessive litigation in America affects many more people than just those who are directly sued. It affects charities, community groups, and many others, too. Find out how we're all affected. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Wrapping up this week's conversation with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, aimed at letting people know who go to the website, talkers.com, or who listen to us here, overview not only the stories, but some of the ancillary things that are going on in the world of conversation radio. And certainly the sports talk radio world has become a very large influence for the right reasons. It's good, entertaining, and I'm amazed that you're and other trades focusing on sports talk now. I mean, it is every day that there's a personality. It's like the old days of original talk radio where the host of the programs, let's go back to Joe Pine and some of the ridiculous things he used to say on the radio and television. And, then it's sort of things got modified a little bit, but there was always somebody around like Joe Pine. Now there seem to be these guys on sports talk radio more than they're on issue-oriented news talk radio.
Yeah, well, if issue-oriented news talk radio had as many personalities as sports talk radio and had the diversity and had the dynamics, it would be healthier today.
So why doesn't it? I guess it might be it's not a rhetorical question. Why aren't we in the same place? What are we doing in the traditional news talk arena that needs to be cleaned up so that we can have the same sort of fun? People want to listen to the radio and have some fun. They want to know what's going on, but they have fun listening to these guys talk about, with the exception maybe of Tony Dungy, I don't know that that's a fun conversation, but there's a lot of real serious conversation that becomes fun.
Well, I think a lot of talk radio today is where a lot of entertainment and media goes through cycles. When scenes become mature, highly corporatized, they start to operate in a defensive posture as opposed to being on an aggressive posture. Because, when there's nothing left to lose, then you get aggressive. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Chris Christopherson, very, very apt point. So when something becomes successful, it becomes corporatized, and then it becomes narrow, and it becomes constricted, and it becomes imitative and derivative. And that's where a lot of news talk radio is today, whereas sports talk radio is still on the ascent and finding its way, so it's a little more creative. You can be sure they'll ruin it in the next few years.
Oh, they've ruined music talk radio.
No, just like movies today basically suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. When was the last time you saw a great film with great dialogue and a drama and something adult and interesting and that moved you and that sends out a message that changes society? Think about that.
Citizen Kane doesn't. There are no Citizen
novels.
Kane.
The effect of great films. The effect of great music. That we live in an age of real superficial, imitative, shallow stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so,
sorry, this is we're living through the Frankie Avalon era of rock. These are the dark ages. It's gonna get better, believe me. It will get
Frankie,
better.
Frankie, are you blaspheming Frankie Avalon? How dare you?
I like Frankie Avalon, but I preferred the Beatles.
Huh. Really?
When the Beatles came out in 1964, all of a sudden this electric wave of, oh my gosh, it's
she loves you, yeah.
But obviously it was different than Beach.
Sure was.
Blanket.
How many people? How many people know who Frankie Avalon is versus how many people know who Paul McCartney is? I think that story. Then you've made the case in a sense. All right, so we've worked ourselves around here. We've gotten everybody into a sweat with some of the things that Michael, listen, never for me, only for Michael. I'm just here to make sure that everything goes nice and smoothly.
Don't you take the innocent approach. You're just as guilty as I am. We're going to go down together for this
yes.
one.
Okay, but we'll go down together. I'll take equal credit with or equal blame for what has been said here, because this is the way to stimulate people, and there ought to be more it's very self-serving to say it, but there ought to be more of this kind of conversation. You and I should do a daily radio program.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just telling you what I think. I would be embarrassed to come on any radio show and not answer as honestly and authentically as I can.
Well,
I'm not always right, but at least I think you could tell by the tone of my voice. I'm telling you what I think.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's what it's all about.
I'm saying might not even be good for my business, but I'd rather have the credibility.
There you go. Michael Harrison, credible witness to the stories and what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Some of the musical choices we have to get ourselves jazzed up here as we focus on the legal aspects of some of the big stories this week. Always a pleasure to bring in lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law. He is somebody that I've trusted for many years. To sort of get down to the nitty-gritty, I can throw him any question. I don't think I've ever heard you dodge a question of mine. Not that I try to go out of my way to embarrass you, but I have found you not easy to embarrass.
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
That's exactly how it's meant. Although there are some people who could take it the other way, yes.
I was thinking of that.
Right. Number three item this week on the charts of stories, the big items conversation-wise, according to Talkers Magazine, the immigration situation, the legality of bringing children in here and sending them back and going around in that circle, spending a lot of money. There's got to be a Supreme Court challenge here someplace.
You know, this thing is such a legal mess, and we're really getting not the leadership from the president and Congress that we need. Governor Rick Perry is now saying he's going to send the National Guard to the border there. However, they don't have the authority to do anything other than stand there and look good, although there's some question about whether he could authorize them to have arrest powers. It's a mess. And, you know, it's certainly this is not the kind of thing that should end up in the Supreme Court. But there are a number of legitimate questions about the enforcement of laws that are on the books and the failure to do so. There's an old cause of action called a writ of mandamus, ordering officials to do what they are required to do. So I'm hoping that this doesn't end up in the Supreme Court, but there could be ample grounds. Of course, one of the reasons I don't want to see it in the Supreme Court is it'll take years to get there. And this is a critical situation. Hopefully, the president's meeting with some of the leaders of the Central American countries will help somewhat, but unfortunately, I'm not very hopeful there.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman interpreting some of the big discussions on News Talk Radio this week. The Obamacare rulings this week. One was thumbs up, the other one was thumbs down, so we're still at ground zero here, it looks like, right?
You know, I got to admit, as a lawyer and
they're all looking at the same words, too. That's what I love about this. They're all looking at the same stuff.
You know, it is fascinating. First of all, let's put it this way. This is not terribly unusual to have. It's one federal district court ruling in one way and another. And what happens is each one sets precedent within their own district. And that is one of the primary instances where the Supreme Court will take jurisdiction on an appeal is when there are differing positions on the same thing. I got to admit that very, very technically, reading the law, I agree that with the first court that overturned it, saying that it did not provide for the tax benefits that were being given to everyone in regard to that law. Generally, in a situation like this, it was not intended to do this. The intention was to provide these tax benefits, and what usually happens is Congress just does a quick rewrite of the law. Congress doesn't do anything quick right now, and they certainly are not going to do anything to help bolster Obamacare. So it's going to come down to years in the makings. And that's what the Obama administration is doing, is taking advantage of the fact that there will be nothing happening immediately to threaten the existence of the Affordable Care Act under these decisions while it works its way through the courts, which could take at least a year, possibly two, and really give the politicians some time to do something. But most likely they'll put it in the hands of the Supreme Court. And frankly, I think this conservative Supreme Court will have a 5-4 decision that will hurt Obamacare.
All right. The chokehold death case in New York. What kind of liability is this for the police in the city of New York?
Could be big-time liability because it does appear, you know, everything is on video today. That particular kind of chokehold is something that is not allowed. Now, we can't jump to the conclusion that that caused this man's heart attack. That's a big jump, but still, it was inappropriate force used. A lot's going to depend on whether that can be connected to the man's death, but it's going to be a legal mess. There is going to be some liability, not necessarily to the extent, though, that some people have jumped to the conclusion.
Wow, but the other side of it is that this it just gives what we saw under Bloomberg. This is, maybe a moderately political statement, but Bloomberg was there was so much more efficiency. Although I'm surprised, Bratton's pretty good. Actually, the best commissioner that basically big cities have seen in Boston, Los Angeles, New York, twice. So I can't imagine him thinking this is a great idea. What we need to do is bring in Tom Selleck to straighten it all out. Stephen Wiseman. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.